This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
I'm Kyle Kellums.
State lawmakers in the Joint Budget Committee are looking at Governor Mike Beebe's proposed budget for the coming fiscal year. It was presented during a hearing yesterday. Co-chair Gilbert Baker, a Republican senator from Conway, says the governor is trying to stay conservative with state spending, but Baker is concerned about some new dollars being allocated.
I want to take a look at the Medicaid side of this thing. I mean, Medicaid request is for about $114 million new Medicaid dollars, and with the 3-to-1 match, I mean, that's $300-400 million. And the governor has talked a lot about Medicaid reform. And right now, as I interact with folks in the legislature, specifically leadership, I don't feel like there's a real understanding of where we're headed yet with these Medicaid reforms.
There was also a lot of discussion yesterday about the lack of cost of living increases for state employees who haven't seen raises in a couple of years. Representative Kathy Webb, a Democrat from Little Rock, says lawmakers will consider the matter.
I would love to see a cost of living increase, but we've got to find the money from somewhere. And so it's one of those things that we're going to have to look and see if we can find some money. And if we can't, then we won't be able to do it.
The Joint Budget Committee is meeting in advance of next month's fiscal session of the state legislature.
The Arkansas Razorback men's basketball team dropped a game on the road in Lexington, Kentucky last night. Kentucky, number 2 in the country, defeated Arkansas 86-63. Arkansas now 13-5 overall, 2-2 in the SEC. Next up for the Razorbacks, a game Saturday afternoon at Bud Walton Arena, a 1 o'clock tip-off against non-conference opponent Michigan.
Support for KUAF comes from Penguin Ed's Barbecue, offering 3 locations in Fayetteville. A traditional hot breakfast, plus vegetarian dishes, omelets, and pastries are served at the Mission and Crossover location each Wednesday through Sunday from 7 a.m. until noon. More information, including menus, is available at penguineds.com.